Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The creed of the Christian is one of thanksgiving. In the Christian creed, though we don't use the word thanks or thanksgiving in the formula itself, we identify ourselves as a people who have much to be thankful for. Just as our Old Testament reading in Deuteronomy suggests, the people of Israel also had much to be thankful. They were going into the land that the Lord had long promised to them. He promised to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And that promise was finally coming to a head. They could literally see the promised land before their eyes. And Moses, in verse 5, speaks to the Israelites on behalf of God, giving their own creed of sorts. A wandering Aramean was my father. He went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number. And there he became a nation mighty and populous. The Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruits of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. In this creed, the Israelite would identify himself as one who needed saving in Egypt. This creed identified how the Lord actually did that, the deeds of terror and might, the 10 plagues, culminating in the angel of death, destroying the firstborn of the Egyptians, but passing over the blood-stained doors of the Israelites because of the blood of the Lamb. Everything in the creed that the Israelite says has with it a prayer of thanksgiving, thanking God for all that he has done to bring them out of that bondage in Egypt, the house of death, and into the land that the Lord had promised to them so long ago. So yes, there is thanksgiving to God. Yet thanksgiving is not always easy to give. The Israelites were right to give thanks to God for all that he had done. They had witnessed all of his awesome deeds to save them. They saw him part the Red Sea so they could walk on dry ground, only to close up on the Egyptians. That was their salvation, much to be thankful for. But, and there's always a but, when it comes to Israel and the church, they weren't always thankful. They complained about their time in the wilderness. They complained not many days after being saved by the Red Sea. They complained about the land they were going to because of the people who lived in it. They believed that they could not take the land because of how big those people were. There was plenty of complaining all around. People lacking food, people lacking water, lacking trust. Even as God gave them manna each and every day, once they did receive that, they loathed this awful food. Which is it? Are you out of food, or do you loathe the food that you receive? All around, lack of trust. in the one who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt. Not many people giving thanks, but much sin was being done. Now, we're no different today. We also have a lot to be thankful for from the Lord God, and we don't always like to admit it. Sometimes we think of ourselves too highly than we ought, or we don't always think that God is doing the best for us when he doesn't bless us in the ways that we expect or anticipate or would hope. We tend to lack in that trust department, just like Israel did, when things don't go the way we want them to. And sometimes we even complain about the blessings that God has given us. How many of us parents have had something less than a blessing to say about our children? The Israelites and us are free from bondage. Yet we long for the food of the land of darkness. They longed for the food of Egypt. We long for sin sometimes. Even though we know that our Lord Jesus bore the cross and bore the sin of the world, yet we still go on sinning against God and against one another, seemingly enjoying the bondage. And we seem to forget all too often from whom come all things that we need and have in this body and life. How often do we even take breathing for granted? Or anything else, for that matter? Repent. Repent from taking the gifts that God gives for granted. Let us truly mean when we pray to our Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And let us acknowledge that everything comes from the hand of the Lord, not from our own strength, lest we become proud in and of ourselves. For nothing that we truly have is our own, except our sin. And just like Israel, you have a Savior, a Redeemer, who has taken upon himself your rescue. He came, Christ Jesus, to bear your sins, taking upon himself your shame, the shame of being sinned against and the shame of your sins being found out, and remove them from you once and for all, nailing them to his cross. All of your sins of ingratitude, your sinful pride, forgiven. You are gathered to him who has called you by name at the font of holy baptism. You are called to repentance and faith. The right hand of God has come and has saved you and brought you out of the land of sin and death and into the light of the living. You are alive in Jesus Christ, who was pierced for your transgressions. In the Creed, we identify ourselves as those whom God has saved. And we give thanks, and we rejoice. We give thanks to God, just like our Israelite brothers and sisters, who also believed in the promise that God would send his Messiah to save us once and for all, that we might be truly brought into the true promised land to dwell with God forever. For through the death and resurrection of Jesus, you and I have new life. We are able to truly give thanks to God not only has created us, but still sustains us, giving us the harvest of the earth and every other earthly blessing. Every blessing that God grants to us ultimately lies under the shadow of his cross. Jesus' death and resurrection is the greatest blessing that God can give to you and to me, because in Jesus' death and resurrection, you and I and the world have salvation. That's the greatest gift that we could have. Give thanks to God endlessly for it. But from there, God grants us so much more for this body and life here on earth. And so we thank God for giving us not only our salvation, but also our daily bread and everything else to sustain this body and life, continually giving thanksgiving to God for all that he has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.